Hey, Pittsburgh, spring is almost here, and now's the perfect time to get a healthy, pest-free lawn with your local experts at True Green, America's number one lawn care company. True Green's science-based approach will help give your lawn the year-round care it needs to be thick and weed-free. Go to truegreen.com/radio to save 50% on your first service. Just call 866-967-7016 or go to truegreen.com/radio today and get a lawn to be proud of.
Welcome, ladies and gents, to another great podcast episode of Time for Crazy. I am your host, Cracker Joe. Stick around today because we're going to have a great show and a great frickin' time. I'll discuss shit from my daily life and my past just for laughs and see if you can relate. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast to get the latest episodes right to your phone or tablet. So, without further ado, let's get this show on the road. Stick around. It's going to be a crazy good time. Welcome to another great episode of Time for Crazy. I am your host, Cracker Joe. What's up, people? How you doing, huh? How you been? Been good? I've been good. I've been real good. Anyway, I had a request to do a show, and that show would be this one right here, the one that I'm going to do right now. And let me tell you, it's going to be a good one, all right? Now, this episode is about deadbeat parents versus the absentee parents, or the more gender-specific deadbeat dad or deadbeat mom, and the importance to know the difference, because it is very, very, very important to know the difference between the two, okay? If you don't know the difference between a deadbeat parent and an absent parent, then you're doing this all wrong, okay? Even as a kid, you're doing it wrong. An absent parent is not a parent that doesn't care. It's a parent that does care, tries to take care of obligations, works a couple jobs, takes care of things. Whereas a deadbeat parent, they don't have a job. They don't have money of their own. They don't take care of their kids. They don't take care of their own spouse most of the time, let alone take care of their kids. Wow. I mean, the dictionary says a deadbeat parent refers to parents who do not fulfill their parental responsibilities. Now, especially when avoiding court-ordered child support or obligations or custody arrangements. They can also be called absentee fathers and mothers. Now, that I don't buy. Fuck you, man. I ain't buying any of that bullshit at all. See, here's the thing, okay? If you are a deadbeat parent, you don't give two shits about your kids, you ain't doing nothing for your kids, and you ain't doing nothing to help you or your family. If you are an absent parent, you are just not there physically, but everything else is there for you. You're paying child support. You're paying for health insurance. You're working your ass off at a job or two to try and make ends meet and take care of your family and take care of your old family and take care of everybody, because it's your job. You're the man. You're supposed to take care of everybody, right? That's bullshit. Women want equality, except for when it comes to the courts. Yeah, that's another segment. That's another whole freaking section of episodes right there, let me tell you. So, you know, but, you know, a deadbeat dad or deadbeat mom are commonly used to refer to those who have kids but intentionally fail to pay support. Yeah. Yet an absent parent takes care of obligations like child support, health care, and so on and so forth. But here's the tricky part. What happens when you pay support but the other parent refuses to follow custody arrangements? What are you supposed to do then, huh? Call the police? Yeah, call the police. You can do that. But the police going to tell you to take them to court. It's a civil matter. They ain't going to do nothing for you. And you know what? That's bullshit. Because they're civil servants. It's their job to do something. Duh. It's their fucking job. I mean, come on.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Yeah, go ahead. Be a moron. Let's be gullible too, right?
What a gullible.
It's just ridiculous. So
what the fuck
is all I got to say to that? Now, sometimes all you can do is back away and hope that one day they'll come back and they'll come to you and they'll say, hey, Dad, or hey, Mom, why weren't you there? Where'd you go? What happened? You know, that's all we can hope and pray for as parents, is that they'll want to come for answers. Because no matter how hard you try and how much you push the issue to try and get things done, if a woman says no, you ain't getting shit. And I'm sorry, but in the eyes of the law, women rule. They don't give two flying fucks whether or not the man of the house is the true parent of the house. Not the woman, but the man. Whereas the woman is the drug-using fucking dope head that wants to go around and screw everything underneath the sun and abandon her kids. You know, that's bullshit. You know, my younger son came to me like that. Not only did I tell him the truth, man, but I showed him the proof. He said, I was told you never paid child support. I said, really? Let me show you. I got out my receipts. Every dollar that was paid between the time I was court ordered to pay child support till the current and present day. It's right there on the child support website. Easily printable. You know? He said that I never came around, I never did this, never did that. Well, you know what? I tried. But when mom says no and mom cuts you off, mom rules. And in the eyes of the law, mom rules. I was at my firstborn's house years and years ago to get him for Father's Day, which I had a piece of paper. It was court ordered that I get my son on Father's Day, every year on Father's Day. And when I went to pick him up on Father's Day, you know what I found out? I found out I can't have him. Why? Because my ex-wife said no. And since she said no, the cop said, you got to go. Now, how much fucking bullshit crap is that? You know? I mean, why? It's right there in black and white. If you have something that contradicts what I have, I understand following and abiding what you say. But if you don't have something that I have that contradicts what I have, then who the fuck are you to step in my way from seeing my son or my daughter? So see, it wasn't just my ex that did it. The police department had their part in it, fucking whatever you want to call it. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'm being called out on it. So here's the episode about it. You know, and kids, you guys got to understand, there's two sides to every story. So just because you heard a story about your mother doesn't mean the story is correct. You need to hear the story from your father. You need to hear the story from grandmother on both sides. Friends on both sides, family members on both sides. Get everybody's opinion. Get everybody's story. And then sit down and figure it out yourself. Who was there for you all the time? Why wasn't he there for me? Why wasn't she there for me? You know? Those are things you can figure out all on your own. But I'd be there to assist you and walk you through any way possible. You know, some kids, though, are too stubborn to relate with reality and want to find out the truth. They don't want to find out the truth. They don't care about the truth. They think they know the truth because they heard it once. They heard that you were a bad person. And that's all the farther they need to know, because all they remember is the one time you told them no, or the one time you took a toy away from them, or the one time you took their phone away from them. That's bullshit. You know, kids should find out the truth and the reality of things. And when they don't, you're living a dream. You're living in a dream world, and it's stupid. You shouldn't do that. You know, the funny thing is, it didn't work for me. Well, my daughter's walked out recently. to go live with their mom, who abandoned them. Yes, abandoned. I've never abandoned any of my kids without the force of somebody else forcing me to do such. But she abandoned her kids because she chose methamphetamines instead. And I'm the bad dad. I'm the bad parent. I led by fear. You're fucking stupid. I led by fear. You're out your goddamn mind. I mean, if you think I actually truly led by fear, you wouldn't be in the position you're in now, boy. You'd be living on the streets fucking somewhere doing something stupid. Instead, you got, wait, what'd you say? No, you got yourself a couple jobs, your own place, and a car. Now, that structure and stability you had growing up, the 10 years you lived under my roof and in my household, when I worked my ass off 6 days a week, 7 days a week, it's working, isn't it? All that shit I taught you, all the things that you learned growing up, what not to do and what to do. Gotcha. You learned, didn't you? You learned something out of it. Oops. You learned something out of it. And the fact that you learned something out of it makes me proud. And if you have hatred for me, use that hatred. Use it. And you know what? Make yourself better than I ever was. Be a better dad than you think I ever was, if that's the case. Okay? Otherwise, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it. Because it's all bullshit. And you know it. You know damn well I never led by fear. Ever.
Hey, Pittsburgh, spring is almost here, and now's the perfect time to get a healthy, pest-free lawn with your local experts at True Green, America's number one lawn care company. True Green's science-based approach will help give your lawn the year-round care it needs to be thick and weed-free. Go to truegreen.com/radio to save 50% on your first service. Just call 866-967-7016 or go to truegreen.com/radio today and get a lawn to be proud of.
All right, now, how about that positive experience? Regardless of how the kids feel about me or what other parents think of me, I am a father through and through, and a damn good one. I tried my hardest with each and every one, but they got older and made decisions that are good and some are bad, but either way, they can be fixed and repaired. I love my kids, and I always will, all four of them. I'm their father. I'll always love them. I'll always be there to protect them when they need it. They are a part of me, and I hope that they use whatever anger they have inside as a motivation, as a motivator, to do better than what I ever could. As a parent, as a person, anything. Be better than I ever was. That's my challenge to you. So far, 2 out of 4 are doing good that way. You know, they're a part of me, and I hope things work out. So if you kids are listening, I do love you, and I'd love to show you all the proof you want, give you all the correct reasons as to why things were the way they were and things are the way they are. You know, but you got to want to know the truth. You got to want to know and listen and hear my side. Otherwise, I'm just talking and you're not learning anything. You're not picking up anything. You're not getting anything. And it's not getting any of us anywhere. You know what I'm saying? None of us will get anywhere with that. So we don't want to do it that way. All right. Yeah, it's that time for that show recap. You know, like I was just saying in the positive experiences, I love my kids no matter what happened between us, no matter what happened between me and their parents. I still love their kids. They are kids. I still love my kids. That's it. Bottom line. Whether you live with me now, you lived with me for a while, or you never lived with me at all, I still love you. There's reasons for all of those. Reasons why you never lived with me. Reasons why you never came and moved in with me. Reasons why you moved out from living with me. And reasons why you're here now. There's a reason behind everything. And if you want to know that reason, give me a call. You got the number. You know where I live. Stop by and knock on the door. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter. Don't tell me you can't find me. I'm there. So, you know, it comes down to that one time, that one theme, what we all want the most.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? All right, let me tell you how this all came about, okay? I got a show suggestion out of the blue, and it was from, actually, it was a smart-ass recommendation to do a show about deadbeat fathers who walk away from their children. Come to find out, it was my firstborn's girlfriend. Yeah. Now, he's supposed to be 30 this year. And the funny thing is he's still got his girls fighting for him. His women picking his battles and fighting for him. Because he didn't have shit to say to me until after I approached him about it. And the only reason I did is to straighten out the facts. Straighten out the truth. I am not here to cater to anybody's needs unless they're my own or my kids'. So if my kid's got something to say to me, he can come say something to me directly, not have his girlfriend say something. And certainly don't talk shit about a guy behind his back to people if he don't have a way of straightening out the story. Because you may know one side, but you don't know all the sides. You know, like I said, there's mom's side, dad's side, grandma's side, grandma's side, grandpa's side, grandpa's side. You know, it's all there. So it's always going to be there. But, you know, unfortunately, even after he talked to my daughter, he still has no clue of anything, of any truth that was told to him. You know, and my question is why is it that you little brats, all four of you kids, always listen to mommy and grandma? What happened to grandpa or dad? I mean, grandpas and dads have truth as well. Grandpas and dads are just as smart, if not smarter, than mommy and grandma. Grandpa and dads aren't out there to deceive you and keep you under their wing your whole life. We're there to teach you and get you to spread your own wings. So what do you think of that? With that said, let's get this show over with. You know, don't forget your comments and suggestions are pleasingly welcomed. As always, they are definitely needed. Because it gives me motivation. It gets me show ideas. It gets me out here where I need to be. On this mic. Spreading the words of a white guy living in Iowa who gets no rights whatsoever from society because he is a white male. Now, if I was a female, I'd have everything handed to me. If I was an immigrant, I'd have everything handed to me. And if I was not white, of many other colors and descents, I could have been. They even have programs for them out there. But I'm sorry, for you white guys that are trying to fight for custody for your kids, trying to get your kids, man, dude, it's an uphill battle. It's like trying to fight off 1,000 people at once, because that's how the courts look at it. They think men are just a piece of shit and that's it. And that's what sucks. So if you got any more comments, got any other show ideas, hit me up. Let me know. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to find out. I want to know what pisses you off, what keeps you motivated. Let's see if we match up and mesh up. All right. So also remember to subscribe to my podcast for more great episodes, no matter what platform you're listening to. You can be an Apple fan like me. Yeah. and listen to Apple Podcasts, or you can be a Android fan and listen to Google Podcasts, Spotify. There's Facebook, there's YouTube, plus there's many others, man. Go to my website, www.timeforcrazy.fun, and you'll find all sorts of places you can listen to my podcast. You can sign up for newsletters. You can sign up for YouTube videos. You can sign up for just about everything I got on there. Hell, I even got merch. Ha ha! You want some Time for Crazy merchandise? I got some on there. All right. So with that being said, thanks for listening. Don't forget to swing back next week for more Time for Crazy, another great episode. Until then, remember, stay crazy, my friends. All right, folks, we have come to the conclusion of another wild episode of Time for Crazy. Thanks for sticking around, and don't forget to subscribe to my channel to get the latest episodes right to your phone, tablet, or your PC. Stop back next week for more crazy fun on Time for Crazy with your host, Cracker Joe. Have a wonderful week, and remember, stay crazy, my friends.
Hey, Pittsburgh, spring is almost here, and now's the perfect time to get a healthy, pest-free lawn with your local experts at True Green, America's number one lawn care company. True Green's science-based approach will help give your lawn the year-round care it needs to be thick and weed-free. Go to truegreen.com/radio to save 50% on your first service. Just call 866-967-7016 or go to truegreen.com/radio today and get a lawn to be proud of. Hey, Pittsburgh, spring is almost here, and now's the perfect time to get a healthy, pest-free lawn with your local experts at True Green, America's number one lawn care company. True Green's science-based approach will help give your lawn the year-round care it needs to be thick and weed-free. Go to truegreen.com/radio to save 50% on your first service. Just call 866-967-7016 or go to truegreen.com/radio today and get a lawn to be proud of.